For some perspective on the state of Al-Qaeda and its affiliates, VOA's Carol Castiel and Hentik Fenty spoke with Catherine Zimmerman, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Here's Carol Castiel.
Catherine, I'd like to get your take on the status of Al-Qaeda as you see it today. If you agree with President Obama that Al-Qaeda core, or the Al-Qaeda central, as we know it, has been severely degraded, and that what is of more concern are its affiliates around the world.
Obama's message that Al-Qaeda Central has been degraded rings true, but the problem is that he's presenting the rest of Al-Qaeda as decentralized and weaker. The fact is, during the Arab Spring, over the course of 2011, all of these affiliates in Yemen, in Somalia, in Syria, Iraq, and elsewhere developed relationships that actually extend across the Muslim-majority world. And it's these relationships that have made the network itself stronger. They are much more resilient in terms of attacks, and they share resources like expertise, building bombs, foreign fighters, money. All of this can be utilized in an attack against the United States or our interests in the region, as we've seen. And this is one of the reasons why I am very concerned about the dismissal of the threat from Al-Qaeda. It's still very strong today. And just because we've hammered it in Afghanistan and Pakistan doesn't mean that the threat has disappeared.
Well, to his credit, or to be fair to President Obama, he did say that the threat is still significant, but it requires a sort of a shift in our strategy, and he wants to partner with other countries, I guess, like in Mali, the French, in Yemen, the Yemeni security forces. What about this shift to work with our partners? Do you think that will be effective?
I'm very hesitant in saying that it will be. It's actually not a shift in strategy, because we've been partnering with the Yemeni military, the African Union peacekeeping forces in Somalia, the Mali army, and other African forces in Mali. That hasn't pushed the groups back. What is new is the dedication of a budget, essentially, for this counterterrorism force. And Obama has twisted it in some degree and presented the entire strategy as being new. When you look at the efficacy of our partners, it's very mixed. And in some cases, like in Nigeria, it's been counterproductive.
Counterproductive in Nigeria?
What has happened over the past 3 years is that the terrorist group Boko Haram has actually moved from being a smaller terrorist group and simply a nuisance to an active insurgency. And the threat it poses today to the Nigerian state and its reach, Boko Haram's reach, is much greater than it was 3 years ago because of the activities pursued by the Nigerian military.
Indeed. Well, that's a very good point, which we want to pursue in a bit. But let me let Hentik Fenty ask a question first.
Now, let me ask you, Catherine. The president crystallized the new strategy. And, of course, this strategy has been being implemented in Africa for a number of years. The United States partners with the government of Somalia, the African Union forces, as you mentioned earlier, as well as with the government of Nigeria. This begs the question, without putting boots on the ground, I'm talking about U.S. military on the ground, this kind of partnerships in the short term, and then the long-term effectiveness of this kind of strategies, if you could talk about that, because in the short term, yes, there needs to be security cooperations, but in the long term also, making sure that these countries are stable, that the governance thrives in these countries is an issue.
I think that's a very fair point, where a lot of our counterterrorism strategy today is looking at the short-term effect. We use drone strikes to interdict and disrupt ongoing plots, and we rely on our partners in various countries to actually try to roll back the territorial gains. But what we haven't done is undertaken a strategy that actually looks at the long term, the governance issues in many of these areas, and the grievances that actually are driving the conflict. And it's these grievances that allow Al-Qaeda groups to gain popular support and actually exploit populations to their advantage. So that's where I think that this counterterrorism strategy actually falls a little bit short, where we're relying simply on military partners to produce a military defeat against a terrorist group. In many of these cases, it's not terrorism, it's an insurgency. That's an entirely different effort from the United States, and it's one that I'm not seeing.
Catherine Zimmerman, senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. She was speaking with VOA's Carol Castiel, host of the program Press Conference USA, and Hentik Fenty of the VOA Horn of Africa service. You can hear their entire conversation by going to our website, voanews.com, and look for Press Conference USA under the Programs tab.